This is a Fox News alert. Gunfire in California kills at least 10 people. I'm Pam Husso, and at least 10 others were hurt, according to police in Monterey Park, east of Los Angeles. The shooting happened last night at a nightclub following a large Lunar New Year celebration. The male suspect remains at large.
The Monterey Park Police Fire Department responded to the scene and treated the injured and pronounced 10 of the victims deceased at the scene.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Captain Andrew Meyer, a motive behind the massacre is unclear. The document scandal dogging the White House has widened. More classified materials have been discovered at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware.
We've learned that the DOJ actually was conducting a search of the president's Wilmington home on Friday. It started at 9:45 in the morning and finished around 10:30 p.m. During that search, Department of Justice took possession of a bunch of materials that they deemed within the scope of their inquiry. And that included 6 items consisting of documents with classification markings and surrounding materials.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, the president and the first lady were not there during the search. Republicans are pouncing on the latest discovery in a tweet. The GOP House Oversight Committee asked, is the scavenger hunt over? Americans need answers now. 50 years ago today, the Supreme Court legalized abortion nationwide. Nearly 7 months ago, the same court overturned the landmark decision. Demonstrations for and against abortion are planned in cities across the country. In a statement, President Biden says in part, he'll continue to fight to protect a woman's right to choose. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
New York City is making more space for migrants. Mayor Eric Adams says a cruise terminal in Brooklyn will be used as a temporary relief center. The site will serve about 1,000 asylum seekers. This as migrants continue to flood our southern border.
December in any typical year is our lowest month. January is our second lowest month. We just recorded the highest month ever in the history of the Border Patrol last December when it should have been our lowest month.
Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. During December, there were more than 251,000 migrant encounters. Life on the run has come to an end for 5 jail inmates in Missouri.
The St. Francis County Sheriff's Department Saturday confirming all 5 men are now in custody thanks to a joint manhunt with local officials and the U.S. Marshals Service.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The men escaped on Tuesday. 3 of them are known sex offenders. The LAPD is facing a lawsuit after an arrest took a deadly turn.
The son of Keenan Anderson, who died during an arrest after being tased by police, is suing the Los Angeles Police Department. Lawyers for 5-year-old Kai Anderson filing a notice that they intend to sue for $50 million in damages. Anderson, a 31-year-old teacher arrested after police say he was a suspect in a hit and run in Venice January 3rd, first flagging down police, then trying to run from them.
He's on his door for me.
Episode on police body camera. Anderson was tased 6 times in about a minute.
I'm gonna tase him.
Later going into cardiac arrest and dying. A police toxicology test found cocaine and cannabis in his system. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
A popular tourist destination in South America is off limits indefinitely. Machu Picchu in Peru is shut down due to ongoing political protest. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.